Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Given everything going on with the Ravens and all that, you see the changes that are possibly down the road, there's talk of Lamar Jackson. Our boy Jason Lockenfora of the NFL Today on CBS said that he thinks that Lamar Jackson might make his first NFL start coming out of the bye in Week 11. Mafia, do you believe that the Ravens will move on from Joe Flacco and give Jackson his look? And do you believe that John Harbaugh is going to get fired in Baltimore?
There's a possibility of him getting fired. I don't think it's happening in the during the season. The same thing with Jackson. I mean, Jackson could definitely take over next year, you know, a la Mahomes. But if he's going to get a start, I don't think it's going to be at this point with them still, you know, in this race. They're a game back, or I guess a little bit more now. But, I mean, they're one loss back, I mean, one win back. So they're not going to get rid of Flacco at this point. When it's two, three games back and they're out of the playoff run, then maybe they give Lamar Jackson a chance to say, let's see what we have, especially if they've gotten rid of Harbaugh at that point. But I don't see him leaving till the end of the season. I don't see Jackson getting in there till week 15, 16, 17, not coming out in week 11 while they're still in the playoff hunt.
I think they've handled the entire situation poorly.
Why is that?
I really do. Because, you know, they were playing really well at the beginning of this year. And I'm not saying this is the reason why they started playing bad, but, you know, Flacco's out there. He was playing pretty decent. And then every couple plays, he's either getting pulled off the field or he's got to go line up as a wide receiver while Lamar. And I think Lamar Jackson is very talented. And I got no problem if you want to play Lamar Jackson. But if you want to play him, then go and play him, okay? The stupid thing that they do, and they're not the first team to ever come up with this concept. Teams have done it in the past,
right. And
it never works out. Where they got Flacco playing, and then three plays later, here comes Lamar Jackson to run up the middle. Or how about last week when he's throwing him passes out there on the side? Like, didn't we have this whole thing last year where the mom and everybody said he's a quarterback, he doesn't do anything else?
Right.
And now he's out there running routes?
But did you see the pass that Flacco didn't throw to him when he was wide open in the end zone?
Ridiculous. I think they've messed up that whole situation. If I was Flacco, I'd be upset. Lamar Jackson should be upset. Harbaugh's going to be gone at the end of the year. And Flacco probably should go, too.
Jeff in Baltimore, Charm City, baby. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Swell, man. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
I wanted to say one thing really quick. Do you think the NBA refs look like they should be on Star Trek with those uniforms they wear?
A little bit, man. A little bit.
All right.
We got a clean house here in Baltimore, man. Flacco over his last 96 games is under 500. He's up there in age. He looks like he can't move no more, and he never was really a mobile quarterback. The team, the way it's constituted now, just not going anywhere. And other than the four-game stretch he had in the playoffs in the Super Bowl that year, when have you ever turned on the TV or seen any six-game stretch of the Ravens and said, man, Flacco has been tearing it up? He has two good games, then he has three bad ones. He misses open receivers, bad decisions. It's just time to clean house. If they keep Flacco and get rid of the coaching staff, maybe they catch lightning in a bottle.
Didn't they just give this guy a boatload of money? I mean, Joe Flacco, didn't they give him a while ago? So it's all paid off now, and he's pretty much...
I think there's a year or two left. And I think if they get rid of the coach and keep Flacco, they might have the Buck Showalter effect like they have with the Orioles, same roster. Huge improvement just with a breath of fresh air. But I truly think that if they lose one more game, if we lose another division game, the season's over anyway, put the kid Jackson in there and let's see what we have, man. I love the show. I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, thanks, brother. Who do they play this week? That's what I want to know. Are they off this week? Is that what it boils down to? I don't see them playing. They got a bye.
Yeah, they're on the bye this week. They play the Bengals coming out of the bye at home.
They better win that game or people are going to start shredding them when you think about it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.